It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. The economy has gotten better since the crash of 2008, but many people are saying they don't feel it. That's because, adjusted for inflation, Americans are making about the same salary as they did in the 1980s. And according to Pew Research, the federal minimum wage has lost almost 10% of its purchasing power since it was last raised in 2009. But costs have gone up. No longer are we paying about $30 a month for a phone line that is hooked to a wall in our kitchen. We are also paying on average $700 more a month for health insurance than we were 40 years ago. The United Way has been tracking simply what it takes to get by, just get by in U.S. states. For a family of four in Wisconsin, that sum is about $60,000 a year. We're going to unpack those numbers with two representatives of the United Way in Wisconsin. Charlene Moulet is the executive director of the organization. Charlene, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And Martha Cranley is the senior director of strategic collaborations for the United Way of Dane County. Martha, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So, Charlene, let's start with this basic thing. What is the ALIS report? What does it stand for?
Great. First of all, thank you for having us on. So ALICE stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. And it's a new way of looking at those households that are struggling to get by. Originated by our colleagues in New Jersey, by the United Way of Northern New Jersey, in partnership with Rutgers University, as a way to really understand what was going on in their community in the disconnect between the economy seeming to be strong and people saying they were struggling to get by.
So how does this compare to the federal poverty level?
So the federal poverty level for Wisconsin the federal poverty level hasn't been adjusted for decades.
Right.
And in Wisconsin, there's about 12% of households that are below the federal poverty level. ALICE are those households that are above the federal policy level, but below a basic survival budget. And in Wisconsin, those two numbers combined are nearly 38%.
38% of people cannot make ends meet in Wisconsin. The federal poverty level has not been adjusted. I think it was before cell phones were invented, right?
Correct.
Yes. So when we look broadly at the state, 37% or almost 38% of Wisconsinites cannot make their basic needs. You've been doing these reports since 2016. Has it changed since then?
Yes. So since the original report that was released in 2016, we've seen an increase in those households from 36% to nearly 38%.
So the economy is getting better, but the economy has not been getting better for those households. Can you talk broadly about how the cost of living has risen in the last decade or so?
Sure. So let me explain that household survival budget just a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we look at really a very conservative budget of what it would take just to get by. Mm-hmm. So that budget consists of five core elements: housing, food, transportation, health insurance for families that have children, childcare, and then new in this year's report, the cost of communication or a cell phone.
Right. Which is, if you want to have a job, you need
pretty
to
much
have a
need
phone.
It. Right.
And landlines are pretty
extinct.
Yes. Yeah. And if you want to have a landline, a lot of times you can't get one where you are.
That's right.
Or the line is really bad. We are talking about a new report by the United Way that details whether Americans can meet their basic needs. The report is called ALICE, and it details that almost 38% of households in Wisconsin don't make enough money to make ends meet. How much money is that? Well, it's about $60,000. Do you make that much per household? Is it hard for you to afford basic needs? And what are the basics that you have to choose between? Give us a call, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or you could tweet us at WPR Mornings. Martha, let's talk about these basic needs. We just talked about housing and childcare. Healthcare has gone up a tremendous amount, even though we are supposed to have a healthcare plan that's supposed to lower those costs.
Sure. Well, we've been really fortunate in Wisconsin in general and in Dane County that we have had low uninsurance rates. But we know that health insurance is one of the largest, or healthcare costs, rather, one of the largest things that confront families, and one of the biggest reasons for people going bankrupt. So it's clearly a huge problem for families. At United Way of Dane County, we really tried to partner with health insurers to do have a program called Health Connect, which helps pay the premiums for families who are, and for single adults who are on the American, or the Obamacare,
ACA,
I guess,
ACA,
let's just
yeah.
call it that, right? So. And that's been very successful at helping individuals who are above, who are below 150% of the federal poverty level to get health insurance.
We are talking about what it costs Wisconsinites to be able to maintain basic needs and how that compares to wages that people are actually making. 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Charlene, Wisconsin isn't really the only state with this report. There are 18. How do we come up with 18?
How do we come up with 18?
Yeah, like, so, you know, there are 50 states. So why aren't all 50 states doing this?
So it's a report that an organization like ours, United Way of Wisconsin, we're the state association for the 40 United Ways here. With our members, we decided we wanted to replicate the report that originated in New Jersey, and some of our colleagues around the country did as well. Not everybody has decided to do that throughout the state, I mean, throughout the country.
Have you talked to people on the ground, Martha, perhaps in Dane County? Have you talked to people who have trouble surviving, who are not quite making the $60,000 a year for a family of four, about the choices that they make?
Oh, sure. We absolutely do. And we know for sure that people are doing everything they can to make rent. I mean, that's one of the largest issues. We know in Dane County and in the city of Madison, housing is very expensive relative to people's salaries, especially
in
this group.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Right? So this is not a new story. But so people are making lots of choices about that. And a lot of the kinds of choices they make are trying to cut down on other expenses, such as food, for example, or transportation costs. And so they're doing things like they don't have a car and they're taking three buses to get their kids to school and childcare and get to work. And those are the kinds of choices that this that our neighbors are making.
Charlene, this data has to come from somewhere. Mm-hmm. How are you collecting it?
Yeah, so the researchers use existing data, national, state, and local data where it's available, primarily from the U.S. Census, Department of Housing, and USDA, all of those national sources where that data is very public and readily available.
And how many researchers? The research is coming out of the United Way.
Of Northern New Jersey.
Okay.
And they use, they also partner with Rutgers University.
And Dane County, Martha, has 31% of households that are ALICE that make below $60,000. These households, this represents 217,000 people. That's almost a third of the people who live in Dane County. Do you find that people who live here are kind of surprised by that?
I think people are a little surprised. They think about themselves as working hard and doing, you know, doing what they can for their families. And so to sort of say there's a name for this is an interesting concept. But I think people think of themselves as working and trying to get by the best they can.
We are talking about a new report called the ALICE Report that actually has been coming out since 2016 by the United Way. It measures whether or not you can get by. Are you making enough money just to get by with basic necessities? And what are those basic necessities? We're going to talk about that in a moment. And we are taking your calls, 800-642-1234. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. The United Way has come up with a calculation for basic needs in 18 states. They figure out how many people are making enough to meet those basic needs. The number they came up with is profoundly different from the federal poverty level, which was defined in 1969 to reflect the cost of basic living. Does your income meet your basic needs? Are the basic household goods you need moving out of reach as costs increase? Do you feel like economic recovery in Wisconsin has been kind of uneven and that you have been left behind? 800-642-1234. Ideas@WPR.org, or you could tweet us at WPR Morning. We are sitting here with two people from the United Way in Wisconsin. Charlene Moulet is the executive director of that organization, United Way of Wisconsin, and Martha Cranley is the senior director of strategic collaborations for the United Way of Dane County. One of the things that we were talking about in the break is that inflation is lower than the rate that basic needs have gone up. Talk to me about that, Charlene.
Yeah. So one of the things that the report revealed as we were looking at it that was, we found very interesting is that while inflation has increased 9%, mm-hmm. not too horribly, the cost of these expenses has increased 18%.
And do we know why?
Things are getting more expensive. healthcare, I think, plays a big role in that. Mm-hmm. In the period of the report, 2010 to 2016, healthcare increased 76%.
Wow.
That's a huge amount and a huge burden on a budget.
I would assume that one of the things that is also increasing, because I know this, I think we all know this, our cell phones, mm-hmm. That has gone up in price. And also, when we get our bills, a lot of times, we got a cell phone plan, $40 a month per phone, and then we get our bills and there's a $5 tax for this, and then there's right. another $7 fee for that, and suddenly we're paying another $40 just in taxes and fees. Are you guys looking at where those go to and how that contributes?
So I'm not an expert on cell phone bills.
Right. And you haven't been doing the research.
And we haven't been doing the right. research, right? We're looking at what the research tells us so we can figure out how we can help as the United Way. But I think, to your earlier point of we used to use, primarily landlines. Many households don't have a landline. They have a cell phone because that's really our communication device. It's not just a phone. Mm-hmm. It's a mini computer. It's the way that we get around. It's our GPS. In fact, in the first report that we released, that cost was only included in the stability budget. So there's a survival budget and then kind of an ideal budget that's presented in the report. And there was so much feedback that the budget was too conservative when we talked to people that the researchers included and then adjusted in the comparison that cell phone.
We are talking about what you need to get by, and we are taking your calls. 800-642-1234. Barry from Spooner, welcome to the program.
Good morning. In the discussion that you're having, I just wanted to know how you differentiated between rural and urban. Just in terms of housing, I'm in northwest Wisconsin, and I think it's safe to say that housing can be 5 times more expensive in Dane County than where I live. So how do you treat that with $60,000 being the number?
Yes. So the report actually, we're talking about the statewide number, but the report actually dives into each county and adjusts for those county costs. So the range statewide, there are a couple of counties that fare better in the number of households below the budget. Calumet and Ozaukee, 28% are below that threshold. And the numbers we're talking about are kind of the state average. If you look at the county numbers, those are going to reflect what you're explaining in your community.
I should also note that you can look at the county numbers at United Way Alice. This just like the, a woman's name, Alice, UnitedWayAlice.org/Wisconsin. I'm actually on this webpage right now. It gives you some really cool charts, but it also gives you a really cool interactive county by county state map here where you can click on a specific county and find out how many people are in that county and what percentage makes under the Alice threshold. I'm going to put this on Twitter, and we're going to try to get this on WPR.org also. I want to talk about a little bit more specifically about these categories that you have in your survival budget: housing, child care, food, transportation, health care, technology, which I assume means cell phones, and probably also means Wi-Fi connection too, correct?
Yes, but it's really the cost of us, mostly of a cell phone.
Okay. Miscellaneous and taxes. That comes out to for a single adult, that comes out to a monthly total of $1,654. But for a family of four with one infant and one preschooler, that comes out to $5,135, which is a little over $61,000 a year. Can people kind of sit down with this? Can they go to UnitedWayAlice.org and sort of use this as their template for their budget?
They could. They certainly could. When I give presentations about this report, when somebody sees a housing cost of $735,
they laugh.
Right.
They laugh.
The survival budget is very conservative in terms of really trying to define that budget to get by. There is a stability budget in the report as well that might be more of the goal in terms of looking at how to apportion those dollars. We know that it's good practice that your housing costs aren't more than 30% of your overall income.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard in Wisconsin to do, as the previous the caller had indicated.
Right. And it's harder in some places than other places. We are taking your calls about whether or not you feel that you can get by on your income. John from Green Bay, welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning. Great program. I really appreciate that your guests are talking about some of these other expenses. I teach at a technical college, and I'm constantly dealing with students who are trying, you know, they're working like heck to get by, and they're trying to get back to school to give themselves and their family a better life. And these other expenses are real. And we seem to always hear people when they start talking about these programs, you know, and again, it's usually a little bit older people and people maybe on the far right, that are always talking about, you know, well, they don't need this fancy cell phone. They don't need this computer. They don't need a decent car. They can take the bus. It's not feasible to maintain a sustainable job that's going to support your family without these things in today's technology. They're living in the 70s and the 80s and maybe even the 90s, and it's really frustrating. And when they hear housing costs, they're still thinking about paying $500 a month, you know, for a decent house to live in. They're very out of touch with modern expenses.
Thank you very much, John. Martha, very out of touch with modern expenses. You talk to people in Dane County where modern expenses are kind of higher than they are in the rest of the state. What are people saying to you, and what does the United Way do for them?
Sure. Well, actually, I think that people are pretty cognizant of what's happening with their budgets. And what's interesting about the survival budget is this really is basic needs. So if you have a couple of kids, as in some of these scenarios, you haven't paid for them to take a birthday gift to a friend or, you know, buy school supplies or any of those kinds of things. So we're really cognizant that this is very, very basic. And at United Way of Dane County, we're doing a few things. And I really appreciate the last caller, because one of the efforts that we're really engaged in is called Hire, which is really a way to connect people that are in employment and training and in technical colleges with local employers. And we have about 40 employers that have been working with us. And the goal there is really to get people the skill sets that they need to support their families. So that's just one of the programs at United Way that, you know, with the generosity of the community that we're able to do.
What about getting employers to pay more money for particular jobs, to pay a living wage?
Right. So I'm glad you asked that, because the the Hire Initiative is also asking our employer partners to start their jobs at the entry level at $15 an hour. And so while that may not cover some of these larger families, it does really cover, you know, if you have two families making earners making $15 an hour, you're going to be okay at this budget level. So our employer partners that have come in on this with us are, you know, eager to do that. The other thing that program is doing, and the employers are helping each other with, is thinking really carefully about how do you retain these new employees. And so that's been kind of an exciting journey as well.
The caller, John, talked about they say that cell phones are a luxury. They say that, you know, having Wi-Fi in your home is a luxury, and they're living in the 70s. Who are they, and how do we communicate with them that these are, in fact, now basic needs?
Well, they certainly are basic needs. And I haven't heard personally too many people in Dane County saying they don't think you can get by without a cell phone. I do think that, you know, even in the 70s and 80s and 90s, as he referred to, it was still pretty tough to get people around without a car, for example.
Right.
We
are talking about what it takes to get by, what the basic needs are for families in Wisconsin. United Way says for a family of four, it takes about $61,620. But the federal poverty rate is only $25,100 for that same family of four. Can you afford your basic needs? Do you feel like you just have more bills than your salary will pay? 800-642-1234. We're going to be back in a moment with your calls and some more conversation. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. percent of Wisconsinites don't make enough money to meet their basic needs. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network, and I'm Carrie Kaufman. This 37, actually almost 38% number, is a number that has been calculated by the United Way, and it's different than the federal poverty level. But the difference between the two numbers is striking. Our family of four is considered to fall under the poverty level if the household makes $25,100. But to meet basic needs in modern society in Wisconsin, the United Way has calculated that it takes over $60,000 for that same family. What do you need to make that you feel that you could afford a basic household budget? What does it mean for you, your community, when there are families who struggle to afford their basic needs? 800-642-1234. ideas@wpr.org, or you could tweet us at WPR Mornings. We're sitting here with Charlene Moulet, who is the Executive Director of United Way of Wisconsin, and Martha Cranley is the Senior Director of Strategic Collaborations for the United Way of Dane County. One of the things that we were talking about during the break is that there is a disconnect between what happens county by county and what this state number is. We got a call from somebody doing the math saying that his math says half of Wisconsin is struggling to make ends meet. That's not true. It's 38%. But where does this number come from?
Right. So the number is derived from a basic survival household budget and is adjusted county by county based on those county line items in the budget. Mm-hmm. So a budget in Madison or Dane County is going to be more than a budget in Adams County, for example.
I just tweeted this out on at Carrie Kaufman, and we're going to have this on WPR.org also. The United Way Alice.org/Wisconsin takes you to a really great interactive page where you could see the county by county numbers. We're taking your calls here. Dan from Menominee Falls, welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, definitely. With respect to making, you know, basic needs, it's definitely a challenge. Like I said before, I just called in and mentioned that I'm a father of three girls. And in the divorce about 6 years ago, my income is about $39,000 a year. So there are days that I do struggle. I do make most of the basic needs that I can. It's hard to do laundry at times, and definitely it's hard to feed yourself. So I do go hungry a few days a week, but I do get by. So, but it's very difficult. There's no doubt.
Do you have full custody of your kids, or you share custody?
No, I actually have every other weekend. So.
Thank you.
It makes it difficult because on a taxation basis, it only shows that I have one dependent, but I actually have two. So,
that's interesting too. So divorce does play into this. I mean, we're talking about a family of four. But he's helping to take care of three kids and only gets credit for one of them on his taxes. Thank you for calling, Dan. We appreciate that. I want to break this down a little bit by race, because you break it down on the website by race. The results are interesting. Because the percentages and the numbers don't quite match up, right? So 70%, almost 70% of African Americans in Wisconsin make under the $60,000 threshold. But that represents almost 90,000 people, right? 89,909 by my calculations.
Households.
Yes, sorry. 37% of white people are under this white households are under this $60,000 threshold, but that represents a lot more people, almost 700,000 people. Are we talking about an urban rural divide here, or are people mixed in together here?
Well, when we first released the report 2 years ago, I did several presentations and looked at those numbers in many counties, rural and urban. And while in rural counties, there may not be as many households of color, the numbers are still startling in terms of the likelihood that you're more likely to live below that ALIS threshold if you're of color.
Even in rural counties. Mm-hmm. I should note that about 58% of Hispanics, which represent about 57,000 people, are also below this line. 40% of Asians, 16,000 people, and about 50% of mixed race people, which is about 14,000 people. You don't have Native people on here. And yet, when I look on this map, one of the bluest, one of the most striking things is Menominee County, which has a lot of Native people.
Right. And an area of the state that we are very concerned about. The report is a national report, and the researchers haven't included that specific population nationally. That's something we'd like them to add to our report that we have better numbers, but it is a national report.
We are taking your calls on this. Do you make ends meet? Do you budget yourself, and do you understand what it takes to make ends meet every day? 800-642-1234. Chris from Adams, welcome to the program.
Good morning. I'm elderly disabled, and I live at 60% of the antiquated federal poverty level, which is a real interesting thing to have to deal with.
Interesting.
And, every single month is an exercise in robbing Peter to pay Paul. Can I pay this utility bill or that utility bill? Can I negotiate with these people or those people? Who will take my money? Who won't? Who's going to shut me off? Blah, blah, blah. That's all really, really incredibly stressful, and I think maybe one of the things you should talk about a little bit is mental health issues with people that can't do this. I'm not capable of holding down a job, and I wanted to tell people that while Dane County is very expensive housing-wise to live in, they also have extremely wonderful social services.
Ah.
You can get free clothes, and you really don't have to worry about food. If you hit up all the food pantries, they have excellent food pantries. If you hit up all the food pantries that you can get access to, although you do need transportation to do that, you really don't have to purchase very much on the side as far as food is concerned. They also have a great CAC, and you can go in there, and they route you through all the programs that you can get. They have photocopy machines and phones and everything in there that you can, like, try and get your life back together. But not every county is like that. The county that I am in has virtually nothing for people, and I got yelled at, told I shouldn't have moved out here. No, I'm not kidding you.
By who and why?
Somebody from the county social services said, why did you even move out here? We don't have any money to help you. So it really does, it is determined. But, you know, we have an entire inner city in Milwaukee that's living in profound despair because there are no jobs, there's no good food, there's nothing, and it's just sinking into a black hole. And so mental health care is, like, really expensive. I've paid for it out of pocket myself when I needed it. And it's a profound problem. And when you think about the disparity in income, you know, you've got a president of the United States that's a gazillion billionaire. And And what do you need that much?
I hear you, Chris. We're going to get to other callers, and I really appreciate you calling this. You've given me like three or four questions here. Thank you very much. First of all, CAC, Martha?
A Community Action Coalition. So they're a great partner with United Way and with Dane County. And Chris is exactly right. The way a lot of people are making ends meet is by making use of food pantries. And so, I mean, because that really is kind of a way to help pay your rent if you don't have to pay for food. On a, you know, people also have with children rely greatly on the food programs during the school year, and that's another way to sort of subsidize your income. And that's, you know, that's the way people are putting it together here. So you're absolutely right. Obviously, that's not a for most people, that's not a lifelong thing. Mm-hmm. What people are hoping to do is be able to buy those things on their own, get their buy their own brand new coat. But in the meantime, there's some great great services in Dane County. He's absolutely right.
We are talking about what it takes to get by. It strikes me that there are a lot of people who are uncomfortable with this, that if they're considered part of the Alice family, they also might be considered poor. What is your reaction to that, Charlene?
Well, you know, when I speak to groups again, I'll ask, does somebody know Alice? Have you been in that situation? And every hand raises up. And the thing that's been remarkable about this study 2 years ago when we first released it, and we expect it to be true now, is hearing people's stories and hearing how resilient people are. And people appreciating the information because they feel like it's not something they've done wrong.
Right.
That there are situations that are pretty much out of their control. Losing a car in a flood that can set you back.
And I wonder if that's happened to people this week. We sort of treat people without money as if they have done something wrong. We kind of demonize people who don't have money. And so are you finding that people come into United Way thinking, I've done something wrong. There's something wrong with me because of the messages that they're getting? You want to talk about that, Martha?
Sure. Well, you know what? I think people do feel a sense of obligation to be able to support their families, and they recognize that they're working really hard. I think what's interesting about Alice is it does kind of say, you know what, this is a reality for a lot of people. But the interesting part is, and I think some of our previous callers have kind of touched on this, is people bring a lot of assets to the game as well. So they're really making some interesting and calculated decisions to make this whole thing hang together for them.
We are talking about what it takes to get by in today's modern world. We're going to be taking your calls. We've got a couple sitting here right now, and we're taking more, 800-642-1234, as we look at this United Way report that shows that what it takes to get by for a family of four in Wisconsin is about $60,000, which is about $35,000 more than the poverty rate. We're going to be back in a moment. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. The United Way has put out an interactive report that details what it takes to get by in 18 states and compares that with what people make in each state. Wisconsin is one of those states, and the results show that almost 38% of us don't make enough money to meet basic needs. Does that include you? What are your basic needs each month? What are the choices you've had to make in terms of your life goals? 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. We are sitting here with Charlene Moulet, who is with United Way of Wisconsin, and Martha Cranley, who is with United Way of Dane County. We have some calls here. Sarah from Columbus, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Good morning. I want to say thank you so much for this conversation, because for years I felt miserable about my family's situation, just guilty about the fact that we're making over poverty level, but I'm struggling trying to figure out how to pay the bills each month, you know, a car repair would just set us back horribly. And, you know, feeling bad about the fact that we couldn't do it with two little boys in daycare and both of us working full-time and looking at our paychecks going, but where does it all go? And why is it so hard for us when, according to federal poverty level, we're way above? So this makes me feel better about where we've been and where we're going as a family, and gives me a broader understanding of what is actually going on. And I can't wait to dig into the data when I have time later today and actually see what's going on. Okay. So thank you so much for this.
Thank you, Sarah, for calling in. I want to reiterate, I just put it on my Twitter feed, at Carrie Kaufman. It's right there, and you can link to the website, which has this really cool interactive data, which I kind of got lost in last night because that's who I am. We are taking your calls, 800-642-1234. We had a call from Katie in Menominee, and she said that daycare is her biggest stressor. It's very expensive, and you need it. It is an essential to go to work today. And I'm noticing on the site that daycare childcare is $1,231 a month. There are a lot of people who would laugh of that too.
Right.
Yeah, Charlene, talk to me about that.
You know, childcare, I don't know what the comprehensive solution is for childcare, but it's a problem for lots and lots of people.
And you're seeing that rise.
Yes. And it's the largest expense for a family with young children that's trying to work.
And if you're making $30,000 a year, that's, you know, you're going to probably be paying more in childcare or almost as much in childcare as you're making. So that's a choice that you have to make.
It is. And we also are, from the last release of the report to this, we really were trying to understand childcare more, trying to understand the narrative around available jobs that people weren't taking and people needing to work, right? And as we're digging into that, really what's coming to light is around childcare and people having to make that decision. They want to work, but they can't either find quality childcare or find affordable childcare, particularly second and third shift. So we've heard some stories of really great jobs being available that start at second and third shift, qualified applicants, but they can't take the job because there's not the childcare for them.
Right, they have children. Our executive producer just slacked me that she pays $750 a week for three kids in childcare, which I do the math. Somebody do the math. 750 times 52. That is a lot of money. We are taking your calls about whether or not you can get by. $39,000, says one of our producers. I'm really glad that people can do math because I really can't. 800-642-1234. Can you get by on what you earn? Pam from Iowa County, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was just going to bring up about the cost of sending school to kids these days. Like, I thought when I moved out to the rural areas that, you know, food and things are less. But then you look at, like, my kids have to have computers and Wi-Fi, which is really difficult to get out in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, we don't qualify for reduced lunch at $50,000 for a family of five. And you think, well, it's only like $4 a lunch, but that adds up over time. So we're kind of like looking between, you know, my kids can't get cell phones because we're not going to do reduced food. But yeah, the whole computer Wi-Fi thing and what you're required to have is sort of modern life.
So how old are your kids, Pam?
12, 16, and 18.
So do they feel that their social lives and in some ways their academic lives are limited because they can't have cell phones, so they can't say, hey, can I have help with question 8 on this math homework?
Right, or even going to after-school events and, like, having to borrow other people's phones to make sure they get a ride home. And, you know, it's just, living out here, you know, everything's dependent on communication because it's not a city where you have transportation. I mean, I don't think people realize there's no public transportation. There's no,
right?
You know, you're a lot more reliant on cars. And like another person said, car repairs can really set you back.
Okay, thank you, Pam. Appreciate that. I want to get into also young families. As our executive producer just told us, young families pay an enormous amount for childcare. Mm-hmm. Mid families with kids who are a little older are dealing with that technology issue, and I as the mother of teenagers, I know that technology is pretty essential for them. And adults, people who are older and not quite in the workforce. This is where you're seeing growth, right?
Right. So let's take older adults first. Mm-hmm. We are seeing tremendous growth of seniors who typically have been less likely to be below the poverty level, growing in terms of those that are below the survival budget, and simply retirement. People have not been able to save for retirement the right way they maybe have.
Or they lost it. They lost it in the recession.
Retirement rate and having to return back to work. Also, the cost as you age. The survival budget are basic needs. It does not include, as you're aging, if you need assisted care or any additional very costly items.
Or the Medicare copay that
correct
you have to pay.
Correct.
We are talking about basic needs with two people who are with the United Way in Wisconsin. I want to jump to this, Charlene, both of you, Charlene and Martha. What do you hope to do moving forward, given what this report is saying? Let's start with you, Charlene.
Sure. You know, I hope that the report helps to change perceptions so that we all can look at what can we do individually, as organizations and as communities to help lift more families into financial stability. It's really important for us that we're able to help create more understanding so we can look for what are the right solutions, kind of check our biases at the door and really ask questions about what's getting in the way so we can look for those answers.
Check our biases at the door in terms of how we view poverty.
Correct.
Or how we view not having money. Martha, I'm going to give you the last word on this.
Wow, that's great. Thank you. So I want the callers to know that there are tremendous resources in Dane County, and some of the people that called in did acknowledge that. And one of those is 211. And so that's a first call for help. 211's been instrumental during these floods right now, but they're also a great place to call for where can you find resources? And so I encourage callers to do that, and also to just please volunteer, because, you know, we can use financial coaches, we can use tutors, we can use engaged community members.
I want to talk end with very quickly that stigma. Dane County has great resources. There are places to go. There are food pantries to go to. But it's hard for people. You know, one of our callers Chris talked about the mental health issues and the stress. How do you talk to people who are embarrassed to be using these the resources that we have here in Dane County?
Yes, there are people that are, you know, cautious about using them, and they don't want to be labeled or that kind of thing. But, you know, what all of our agency partners have really tried to do is create a atmosphere of respect for clients that come in and really helping clients to give back when they've received help.
You've just heard from Martha Cranby. She is the Senior Director of Strategic Collaborations for the United Way of Dane County. And we've been talking to Charlene Moulet, who's the Executive Director of United Way of Wisconsin. Both of you, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having
us.
Thank
you.
I'm Carrie Kaufman, and it is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.